Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Femme Fatale podcast. I'm your host, Lauren, and today we're talking about the power of being delusional, or more so, how to embody our dream selves and crush those self-limiting beliefs that we all have. I'm sure a lot of you have already heard the saying, Delulu is the Salulu. It's, I don't know, kind of like a thing on TikTok right now, but there is definitely some truth to that, and today we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about the psychological reasoning behind how being quote unquote delusional is actually beneficial to achieving our goals and becoming the dream versions of ourselves by truly embodying our desires and the dream version of us. Because we can truly be, do, and have anything that we desire, and I truly attribute much of my personal success to my talent of fully being able to submerge myself in the version of myself that has what she wants, or at least can see the solution to get what she wants. And we're going to talk about how you can do that too. I want to start out by saying that when I talk about being delusional, I obviously don't mean being delusional in like a dangerous sense, or like delusional in a sense that there's no basis in any sort of reality, like how we all wore our best bright pink Justice track pants to a One Direction concert with a book reading in a crowd when we were 14 in hopes of being noticed by One Direction for being different. I know everyone read those Wattpad stories back in the day. When I talk about delusion, I'm talking about real life psychological practices that we can use to reach the goals that we want and envision for ourselves. We all have a set of beliefs that we hold to be true about ourselves. Some of them are even limiting. What are limiting beliefs? Limiting beliefs are self-imposed narratives that obstruct our path to realizing our true potential. They prevent us from going after what it is that we want, or even in perceiving any solution or reality where it can happen for us. For example, say you want to be an incredible public speaker, and you've never spoken a day in your life, and you also feel like no one cares about what you have to say. You might also feel uneducated and unimportant, and you feel like it's a hard industry to get into, or have enough charisma to hold an audience, or any other limiting beliefs that you may have. Maybe you just believe that for whatever reason, it's not for you. From that place, your limiting beliefs are going to feel completely delusional about becoming booked and busy as a public speaker. But picture this. What if you change that perspective? What if you become delusional and embody a version of yourself who is an incredible public speaker already? What would your beliefs be then? You would believe that you are confident. You would believe that you are charismatic, and you would believe that you are a dang good public speaker. And in turn, you will reflect that onto your outside world and the people around you, because that's who you're embodying. In psychology, we have the cognitive triangle, which is basically a triangle connecting your thoughts and beliefs on one corner to your feelings and emotions on another, to finally your actions and behaviors on the third corner. It shows us that they are all interlinked and affected by one another. By changing our beliefs, we can change our actions. We can change our perception and what we perceive as challenges, and we can change our outer world and what we experience. If you had positive self-beliefs surrounding public speaking, you would be more charismatic and see the path you need to be on to achieve success and see the solutions. I like to think of that one scene in Harry Potter where Harry gives Ron the liquid luck potion for the Quidditch match, except he doesn't actually give it to him. Ron only thinks he does, and therefore he performs better, kind of like a placebo. Well, we can actually placebo our own brains. Also in psychology, we have the theory of the self-fulfilling prophecy, which is probably one of the best defenses for why we should be delusional. If we, as humans, already tend to live out our own self-beliefs and perceptions, why not have beliefs that actually serve us? It's actually not even rational to focus on all the reasons that you can't be who you want and that you can't get what you want. If we tend to have life experiences that are directly related to and even directly caused by our belief system, why not have a delusional belief system that actually works for us? And then those self-fulfilling prophecies are actually positive. Kind of going along with a self-fulfilling prophecy, we also have what's known as the RAS, or the reticular activating system, in our brains. This part of our brain acts as a filter, filtering out what we're not consciously aware of. It's the same reason that we don't hear loud music playing when we are super focused on work or register the dozens of faces that walk by us when we're focused on our date at a coffee shop. It's also the same reason that we're more likely to see what we focus on. I'm sure all of you have heard the saying, "What you focus on grows." It's a manifestation quote, but it really is true. There's a lot of science which backs manifestation, if I'm being honest, and one of which is the RAS. By learning to shift our awareness through embodying the versions of ourselves with beneficial self-beliefs, we can persuade our RAS to show us more of what we want, therefore continuing to perpetuate a reality that reinforces these positive beliefs about ourselves. If we claim ourselves to be someone who is happy and experiences many positive things, our reticular activating system is going to cut out more of the undesirable and show us more of the good. And when it comes to undesirable circumstances, this is not about pretending that something isn't there. It's who you're assuming yourself to be, how you're showing up, and the identity that you're dominantly existing in. We want to be in an identity where we can see the challenges, but be so secure in ourselves and knowing that we can get what we want that we naturally see the solution and believe it to be true for ourselves. Ideally, when we see those challenges, we need to begin to ask ourselves, what do I need to believe about myself or in this area of my life to where this is no longer a problem for me? Where I'm no longer intimidated by this, I can respond to this in a mature and stable way and hold a knowing that I can create the experience that I want to create. This really works because in psychology, we have the cognitive triangle where our beliefs affect our emotions, which affect our actions. So your beliefs don't just stay in your mind, they manifest how you show up and how you interpret situations and circumstances and how others act towards you as well as the actions that you're taking. So when you adjust your belief system to already be in a state of having already overcome these challenges, you are able to respond in the most mature and stable way. Even if they pop up, you will respond to this new belief system. You won't respond out of a wounded and triggered version of yourself, and you'll be able to deal with it in a way that won't perpetuate the circumstance further. We don't want to avoid these conflicts and these fears because we want to be able to look at it and think, what do I need to begin to believe in myself so this is no longer a problem for me, and so I can entertain a new version of myself who knows how to deal with these circumstances and has already overcome them. This is not being in denial of what is happening around you, but instead believing that you can overcome these challenges no matter what. And if you think something is not possible for you, then yes, maybe this thing isn't possible for this version of you. But there's a version of you who already exists where it is possible for them. I know I've talked about this before, and that if you see other people with the thing that you want or living the life that you want, that it is in fact possible for you too, because the mere fact that you're able to recognize it in another and the fact that someone is out there actually doing it, then that means that it's a possibility that exists for you as well. We can think about the hundreds of thousands or millions of different versions of ourselves right now, and if we think it and if we can imagine it, then we can become it. I believe that in full faith. I've seen it happen for other people, and I've seen it happen for myself, because if you look at all these very successful people out there, do you think that they've always just believed that they would be as successful as they are? Maybe some, but the vast majority were just like you and me and didn't believe that they could get there from where they were at currently. The versions of themselves currently couldn't achieve what they wanted, but they saw a version of themselves that could, and they embodied that version. For me, I sometimes think, oh, if I was more confident or if I was more bold, I could ask for a raise at work and be making more money or be confident enough to travel on my own or be unafraid to really chase my dreams. And the thing is, just by having that thought, that version of me somewhere already exists. I can picture myself as the version of myself who has that confidence and that boldness, and I can truly embody her and do those things. Be bold, be confident, take up space unapologetically, because if it's possible for her, that means by embodying her, it's possible for me too. If you have trouble thinking of a different version of yourself, you can always use a celebrity instead. For example, for confidence, you can think of a celebrity who's super confident. Sometimes I think I really want to embody the state of Angelina Jolie and embody this feeling of elegance and confidence and give off an aura of love to those around me by pretending and feeling into what I imagine it feels like to be Angelina. I'm able to embody those beliefs and feel radiant and full of love, and everyone can feel that love around me, and naturally I will perceive situations differently and deal with challenges differently based upon the beliefs that I'm embodying. And that's how we really change our reality, because people really do respond to that energy. One thing I used to do when I lived in France, for those of you who don't know, I was an exchange student in France my junior year of high school when I was 16 turning 17. And I remembered feeling so afraid to go into school and be judged by all the French kids there. So I decided to be delusional and tell myself that everyone in the school loved me, that I was already best friends with everyone, and like I was a celebrity there. And let me tell you guys, everything started to change. I walked in so much more confident, so much more willing to engage and participate with my classmates and use my broken French. And the people there really reflected that. They were nicer to me. They wanted to have lunch with me. They wanted to help explain assignments to me. And in the rare case someone might not have been that nice, I didn't perceive it to be that way, or at least I didn't let it get to me, because I was embodying a version of myself that was already confident, that already didn't care, and that already knew that everyone at the school liked her. You can also use this method for any other area of your life, because most of the time, the beliefs that we have in one area don't necessarily pertain to another. For example, if you have really good self-beliefs in career and work, but really bad ones in relationships, then you can adjust what state and what version of yourself you embody depending on whether it's work or relationship. And we can get even more specific. Say in relationships, if you're really good at recognizing your partner's needs but struggle with feeling triggered over abandonment issues, then what's the version of you that knows that they're already secure? What's the version of you that holds space for that abandoned inner child but at the same time knows that you will never abandon them? Or maybe you do have trouble with recognizing your partner's needs. What's the version of you who's an expert communicator? What's the version of you who is an expert listener? The version of you who is intuitive and insightful? And when we begin to embody those versions of us, it's not about being completely out of touch with reality and bragging about something that we don't have or a skill that we don't have. It's not about turning a blind eye to reality. Like I talked about earlier, it's about now being able to see the solutions, see how you can become that ideal version, just by embodying it first. So next time you guys find yourself in a situation that you in your current version don't feel like you're able to handle, I'd like for you to take a moment to sit back and get real with yourself and try to pinpoint what belief within yourself might be holding you back. And then from that point, try to picture a version of yourself that no longer sees those challenges, that is able to embody new beliefs, to perceive new situations and new solutions instead. I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode. I really enjoyed making it. This is something that has truly taken me quite a long time to implement into my own mindset, but it really has become a game changer for me when it comes to confidence and when I'm faced with circumstances and situations that I feel might be impossible for me to get through. Again, being delusional or delulu is not about being in denial about what's in front of you, but more so turning a blind eye instead to any limiting beliefs that you may have preventing you from getting to where you want to be. I'm a firm believer that you can be, do, and have anything that you desire just by changing your mindset and embodying a version of you who can see those solutions and see those outcomes. And by embodying that through psychology, you will be more inclined to see more of it in your life, and as well as it affect your emotions and your behaviors and your actions and all around have it show up in many areas of your life. If you guys want to follow this podcast, feel free to follow us at femfatale.podcast on Instagram, as well as my personal account at lauren.kuiper if you want to reach out and say hi. And I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week and embody the new versions of you to accomplish everything that you want. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!